Pandora? More like Pandora's box.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Thank you, David. Well, this is surely not going to help me in my battle with the fire hose this morning. You're going to do this again. I guess they keep coming back on the program, so it's not so bad. Kristen Breen, Women United in our Live United segment. Heather Kellums as well here with us from Pochum. Good morning, Kristen. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning, Heather?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, like I said, fire hose thinks it's winning this morning, but I'm gonna make a comeback here and manage to survive the morning of grappling with the fire hose. But for your guys' head, you've got some stuff going on, and it is Women in Philanthropy Day here, and talk about the partnership you guys have with Women United and Pochum, because certainly Pochum, as I know, does so much to serve the core purposes of Women United.
Well, yeah. So this is Heather, and I just wanted to thank you so much for having me on the show this morning. Thank you so much for Women United for the grant award. Because of Women United, we're blessed, obviously, to wake up in this very chilly morning and having been able to serve over almost 100 women since the grant started. We served 48 women during the cold weather season from October of last year to March. And, due to COVID, we really haven't stopped. Mm-hmm. So we had to pivot our programs pretty significantly to meet the needs of our Center for Disease Control. And typically, Pochum is a cold weather season shelter, but due to COVID, around April, the severity of the pandemic caused us to put our women in our local emergency shelter hotel. And so since then, we went from serving 48 women to now we're almost up to over 100 women. Wow. And you can only imagine with the weather such like we had last night, our numbers of women are increasing. And so we've just been blessed to have the Women United support to provide, being able to provide women with a slew of services. And I'm happy to go on and tell you about those services. I'll stop and see if you have any questions, Joe or Kristen. You want to prompt me with anything else?
About
those services.
Kristen, it certainly seems I can sense why Pochum was able to secure this grant from you guys at Women United. But given your core mission at Women United to help women, children, this time of year, you don't have to wait too long to figure a morning out to saying if somebody's lost their home. Or they're homeless for some other reason beyond the pandemic. Making sure there's an organization like Pochum around has got to be so important, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes, and especially once COVID hit too. We weren't expecting that,
right.
When they were given the grant, so that helped also that they were able to continue to help women even in the non-cold weather months. So.
Well, and then Heather, highlight some of the things you do provide for the women and even children in some cases that have found themselves homeless in this time and needing a shelter.
Right. Well, so, like so many of our wonderful heroes in this community that are frontline staff, for us at Pochum, we had to keep going because, mm-hmm. For people who are homeless, there's no way to stay at home, so you have to, because we have to find them homes and
yeah.
So in shelters, and they're on the streets. We have to keep working tirelessly to help them, provide support for them so that we can help them survive. And so some of the things that myself and for the women and my team continue to focus on for our wonderful guests were to provide them daily care and support and case management services, which included things like connecting them with community services, vital services such as making sure that they had effective health care. So many of our guests, because of their homelessness, have severe and acute physical difficulties and health problems. So just making sure that they were able, with COVID, especially with a lot of the vital agencies being shut down and working remotely, are that even complicated our Potsdam's ability to get those guests to different services. We were needing to make sure we were able to transport them, get them to different healthcare facilities at UVA, Martha Jefferson, making sure they were able to get their different testing, COVID testing, flu shots, STD testing, pregnancy counseling, getting them to their primary care checkups, the women on my caseload, make sure they were getting pregnancy care, helping them with really serious stuff. Like we have a lot of our guests have serious stages of cancer, cystic fibrosis, severe diabetes, renal failure, a lot of medical needs, and then just goes on and on. A lot of just, you know, a high percentage of our guests struggle severely with mental health issues and traumatic emotional kinds of issues, where just linking them to Region 10 and Women's Initiative and UVA Psych. And during this pandemic time, you know, most of this is virtual, which is really challenging for our homeless population. Well, yeah. So the challenge of even the technology not working for them on their phones. And so myself as a case manager, really having to provide much more time with counseling my guests and more supportive services just with them, because a lot of times our homeless guests don't have, like, laptops or phones that will even work with that virtual connection with those services. And a lot of their providers they're working from home, so that just made it Potsdam needing to be more alive and face-to-face and on the front lines.
Heather Kellums and Kristen Bream are on. Kristen Bream from Women United Together in Philanthropy. Heather Kellums of Potsdam. Obviously, you're passionate talking about the challenges that your guests and those women you're trying to help have faced. But beyond that, your staff has got to, and that's the COVID, not restrictions, but, things that you need to do to make sure your staff can do what it needs to do and be protected in COVID has got to add, exponential costs to what you do at Potsdam.
Yes, our staff are, Potsdam and our staff are just monumental and just amazing people. Like many of our frontline workers in this town, our nurses and our doctors, and they're just amazingly wonderful heroes that work every day to help. And we've been, the health departments and the CDC and have really been helpful to us with taking PPE precautions with masks and sanitizers and things like that. But we've had to really work through our procedures as far as, helping make sure people are safe on the front lines. And so we've had to take a lot of extra time to work out our different procedures to stay safe. And so far, knock on wood, we've done a really great job of helping maintain staff safety and our guest safety while working, closely and being able to provide support services for our guests. So far it's worked out really, really well. But I think the main thing, I think what we've seen in this time frame through the year of working with congregate settings in our churches and then also having to pivot somewhat to a hotel setting, which has been safer, is just that, I guess I would say just that, especially with the women who I primarily work with, is just providing that hope for them and providing that sense of care for them and sense of dignity for them, sense of purpose. And primarily, I think, for the women, and it's just making sure that the women know that, they really have not been forgotten in our community and that they are valued and that they, they're important to be, recognized in this community and to be helped along their navigation to the system.
Well, I think it's a big part of helping maybe turn that ship around. Absolutely, Heather. Yeah. And Kristen, again, this is just part of why Women United Together in Philanthropy is a member-driven ship as well. This is, this is all through membership, donation through membership, and then that contribution becomes these grants, multiple grants every year. How do people find out more about Women United in Philanthropy and maybe becoming a member and being part of this process?
Oh, sure. They can go to our website at womenunitedseville.org. And there's a Join Us page on there, and there's information, and you can look back and see all the grants that we've given. We are actually accepting new members now for our 2021 grant award process.
And because you have to be a member, right? You have to be a member to nominate somebody. So.
Yes, exactly. And so you have to join by January 31st in order to nominate a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And then you have to join by the time we vote to actually vote on the nonprofit. So that's why we're encouraging people to join between now and January 31st.
Well, I appreciate both of you. Thank you both so much for joining us this morning and giving me a little opportunity here to, tell a good story, especially as we approach a season where a young mother, was looking for a room at the inn and somebody was there to help her out. And you are that person. Heather, thank you so much. Kristen, thank you so much. And you guys have a great morning.
Thank you for having me, Joe. Thanks, Kristen, for the grant. And have a wonderful, happy holidays.
On behalf of the entire Trump family, have a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCH.